I think Mpoko has started this process of healing on a wrong note, because currently his mandate was not to tell us who did what. His mandate was to come and make the playing field level, to open the channels of dialogue. And by starting this channel of dialogue by lying and accusing the West of doing ABCD, he's already closed other channels of communication, because already many people are angry with what he said and they're not likely to cooperate. And you remember that on 13 August 1981, actually Robert Mugabe said the Zambia Central Committee had agreed to form Kukraund. And it was Joshua Nkomo who asked him, why do you have to say that the Central Committee agreed to form Kukraund when it's a national army and it's supposed to be, get approval from Parliament? It is also documented that the likes of Sydney Sekeramaya actually said Zambians needed a loyal army that was going to deal with the dissidents. So if you look at Kukraund, it was actually a militia more than it was a national army. It had nothing to do with the West, but it had everything to do with Zambia. And the Central Committee at that time, the chief architect being Robert Mugabe, Sydney Sekeramaya, Hino Singala, and
Mr. Mugabe has never really wanted to talk about the Kukraund issue openly. Could it be him now speaking through Mr. Mpoko, or Mr. Mpoko is simply speaking for himself?
I think Mpoko is just trying to seek favor, because Robert Mugabe has never denied that Kukraund took place, although he has never openly acknowledged, besides saying that it was a moment of madness. So I think Mpoko is just trying to carry favor with the president by pretending or trying to blame other people who were not involved. The only thing that the Western countries did was to keep quiet during Kukraund, because they knew it had happened. They had the influence and the power to stop the killings, but they decided to be quiet. That was the only thing that they committed. But they were never part of it in terms of information.